What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ray Phillips Jr., the host of the Sit Down Podcast, man, and this is Ray's Rant. Hey, listen, man, I am enjoying this beautiful Saturday morning. Afternoon now. It's about 37 degrees here. Partly cloudy, but I can see the blue sky. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm out doing DoorDash today because I felt like it. Not because I got to, but just because I felt like it. I woke up this morning in a great space mentally. There were some things that I had to accomplish yesterday in order to move forward in a better light today. And I'm excited because I got those things finished. The physical copy of the Unlocking Inner Motivation by Ray Phillips Jr. Is on its way to my home. I'll have it in my hand. I'll be able to smell the pages, flip them, do all of that good stuff. So go ahead and check that out. That's on Amazon. It's about, I think it's $12.50 for the physical copy of the book, man. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think of the book. Man, and if you want to book me for your organization to come out and talk about unlocking inner motivation, man, give me a call. I would be more than happy to come out and really share with your organization what it looks like to truly unlock your inner motivation. So today's rant, again, these rants are raw and uncut and not scripted because, you know, I never know what I'm going to talk about. But today's rant, man, I really just want to say that consistency is key. The more you do something, not only the better you get at it, but the more people start to recognize who you are, and they begin to click around, search to figure out if you are who you surely portray yourself to be, right? So I'm speaking of my social media. So on Instagram, I've been dropping, Instagram and TikTok, I've been dropping a segment called The Monday Minute. And what The Monday Minute is, it's just a quick boost of encouragement, energy for your week. So I've been dropping it faithfully every Monday around 10 a.m. or so. Maybe 11, just depending on when I'm able to drop it, right? And I started the Monday Minute back in 2020, and I was super inconsistent on what that looked like, what that social media segment looked like. I was very inconsistent what it looked like. I was not getting many views on those videos. It just wasn't doing well. And back then, I'm like, man, I don't really have the time to prepare for a Monday Minute. Now, the Monday Minute typically takes me about 30 minutes to come up with just the one portion of that minute, right? To be able to record it, you know, in its greatness. And I've got a lot of bloopers, I've messed up a couple times, you know, trying to articulate the words and blah, 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 blah. And I would have to cut it off, and then I would have to go do it again, and then the same thing would happen over and over and over and over and over again. So the blooper reel, y'all gonna catch that soon. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna catch my recordings, the mess ups, y'all gonna catch it soon on socials, man. If you're not following me on Instagram or TikTok, man, it is live in the now _ that's LIVE, the letter NTHE. NOW_. Follow me. I'll follow back. Leave a comment. Tell me that you found me from the podcast. And I'll definitely give you a shout out on my social medias. But consistency, man. Consistency is key because it unlocks some things for you that you would not have necessarily have had the access to, right? I am beginning to experience some unlocking of my gift, right? Some unlocking of my talent. Some eyes that I did not know needed to see my content have begun to pour back into me what they are experiencing currently in life, and how the messages that I send out on socials every week is beginning to really resonate in their lives and begin to really just bless them in the space that they currently dwell in. So I am super excited for that and the consistency. You know, that's the season I'm in right now. I'm in the season of just being consistent and, you know, all of the avenues or the things that I put my hands to, I gotta be consistent, right? There was periods of time in my early life where I was very great at being consistently inconsistent. You know, and that's being 100% transparent. I was very, very good at being consistently inconsistent. And I get it. I got it. Honest, you know, when I looked at my family and the adults in my family, there were a lot of them who were consistently inconsistent. You know, regardless of what it looks like, they were job to job. They were always moving. You know, they would say stuff but not do it. They would start stuff and not finish it. And it became a lifestyle, became a habit as a young man to be, I thought I was consistent, even though I was inconsistent. I was living a consistently inconsistent lifestyle. And it hindered a lot of spaces, excuse me, y'all. It hindered a lot of spaces in my life because it wasn't yielding any return because I would pick it up, put it down, go to work, leave that job, you know, be in a relationship, leave her. And it never yielded anything of return. So I just thank God for consistency, man. I thank God for consistency, man. Say it with me. Consistency is key. Consistency is key. Excuse me, I have to drink some water. So consistency is key. And you know, the one thing I really want to stay consistent in is spreading the good news. The good news of our Father, Jesus the Christ. I just want to continue to be able to spread that news, the good news, to every corner of the earth, despite what it may look like, despite who may come up against me. I just want to be able to spread the good news, you know, be able to tell people how good God is, and what he has done for me. Hey, man, listen, I recorded, as I sit here and think about it, a few months ago, I went, and my ministry, our media director, he's doing a segment called My Testimony, which is, you know, you sat down, and, you know, it's the lights, it's the filters, and it's the camera, and you're about 15 feet away from the camera, and, you know, the media director, he's sitting down, he's asking you questions to pull out your testimony, right? I got the final product in my hand, and I went through it, and boy, was it a blessing. It blessed me again. You know, it unlocked some things in me. It allowed me to tell some stories that's been bottled up that have been causing me not to be able to love, not to be able to let go of some things, but to really understand where I come from in the growth in which I have experienced. Sometimes when we live through what that growth looks like, we get desensitized because we believe that it's our everyday life. You know, I'm so used to being who I am, therefore I don't understand that I've grown. But when you walk into different rooms and people begin to say, hey, Ray, you have a light on you, you have a glow, then you understand that you've had some growth, right? There's some things that have to uproot, and we're going into the spring, so uprooting is actually the perfect word, right? Why? Because we have to uproot some weeds in our garden, right? Before we're able to plant the beautiful flowers, whether you're planting annuals, which will just stick around for the year, or you're planting perennials, which will die and come back again next year. And I won't even say die. I would say that they would lay dormant in the winter months, and then they'll spring forward back in the spring and into the summer, and, you know, begin to whittle away during the fall. But we have to change, and we have to always be changing. There has to always be a change, whether you want to change yearly or if you want to access a part of you, just like a perennial, access a part of you and then let it lie dormant in the winter, where you begin to strengthen that very thing, You're strengthening it up during the winter months, so that when you get back to the spring and the summer and even the fall, because it stays warm in certain parts of the world year round, when you get to that space of springing forward, people begin to see your change. Your bulbs begin to blossom, right? We begin to blossom in places that we didn't know that we needed to blossom in, right? Why? Because we allowed ourselves to get to a space where we laid dormant, but in the midst of laying dormant, we still strengthened our weaknesses. And it is very, very key. And I heard it on another podcast, I believe it was 2 days ago. It might have been 2 or 3 days ago at this point. And they said, in order for us to change and really change, we really have to focus on changing our mindset. And it is easier said than done. However, there are certain things that you can do in order to change your mindset, right? Number one is they say that your net worth is the sum of the five people closest to you, the five people you spend the most time with, right? So if you take an inventory of those who you spend the most time with, is it allowing you to push forward in the things that are that this world is calling you to get to, right? Is that wealth? Is that abundance? Is that healthier relationships? Is that being healthier, right? So myself, I'm around 300 pounds, and I'm about 6'5", 6'6", something like that. So you really can't tell that I'm in that weight group, but the five people who I hang around with the most is also overweight or obese, right? So therefore, it shows that this saying is true. The five people that you hang around the most determines your net worth, right? That's my health net worth. Then you look at the finances, right? Are you in a space where you are fiscally responsible and you are being a good steward over what you have and you have found the abundance? Are you being fruitful there, right? If not, take a look at the five people who are closest to you, right? You look at those five people and you say, okay, does it match? Is it true? And again, absolutely, it's true. Oh my goodness, I just got revelation. I thank God for having this conversation with you all today. Listen, it's true in every sense of the word, right? My fiscal responsibility is good. I'm being a great steward of the little that I have. And when much drops, I'm not being a good steward of it. It's a reflection of the five other people that I hang out with. Okay. Last thing, and this rant is over. Last thing, what I will say is this, to finish this rant off, I would say this: lock into who you are and master yourself. Because it doesn't matter how many things that you have on your plate, until you master yourself, nothing else is going to fall into play for you. Master one's self. Man, that is the rant for today. That is the rant. I appreciate those who have locked in with me today for this rant, man. I am going to drop the ebook in the description. I'll drop the physical copy in the description, man. I'll drop my Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, man. Really, really follow me, because you'll get to see the content that I produce consistently on a weekly basis. But yeah, man, y'all be blessed, man. Y'all have a great day. Remember, God is love and He loves you.